Okay, we're ready for our next talk. Daniel is going to talk about MetaNet devices. Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot. So yeah, so this talk is about MetaNet devices. This work is has been done by my colleague and myself. We are at ISO Wayland software engineers working on the kernel and also Cilium. So really the goal is what the question we were asking ourselves, like how can we leverage the BPF infrastructure in the kernel and also the networking features to really achieve maximum performance for Kubernetes pods? And before I go into the kernel bits, just a really quick recap around Kubernetes and pods and what it is. So basically, what you can see here is a host. A host can have one or many pods in Kubernetes. It's an orchestration system, essentially, and a pod is usually defined as a network namespace, and it is connected typically to Weave devices to get traffic in and out of them. A pod can have one or many containers that are sharing this network namespace. So yeah, and CNI is basically a networking plugin which will set up various things. When a pod comes up, for example, it will set up net devices, assign IP addresses. It has an IPAM infrastructure to manage a pool of addresses. It will install routes. In the case of Cilium, which is a CNI, it will also set up the BPF data path, so to basically route traffic in and out. It has various features on top as well, such as policy enforcement, load balancing, bandwidth management, and so on and so forth. But I don't want to make this talk about all the different features about Cilium, but rather about performance. There was an interesting keynote last year at the SAECon from Brandon Gregg, where he talked about computing performance and what's on the horizon. And he had a couple of predictions, and one was quite interesting when he was talking about OS performance. And the statement that he made is that given the kernel is becoming increasingly complex, the performance defaults are getting worse and worse. So he stated that it basically takes a whole US team to make the operating system perform well. And the problem is, given all these performance teams, they are trying to optimize at the larger scale, nobody's actually looking at the defaults anymore and how they can be optimized. So this was quite interesting. So yeah.